Aho and welcome across the veil. I am April, your host and facilitator. Across the Veil is a unique experience as we connect and communicate with those who are across the veil. Receive guidance and wisdom from the ancients, the angels, masters and teachers, guides, and those who have preceded us across the veil. The program is an opportunity for you to receive answers and insight. Across the Veil may be heard Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on BBS Radio. Check the program guide for the times in your local listening areas. I welcome your phone calls during the program and your questions, so feel free to give me a call. Or you may email me at april@whitewolfapril.com. To learn more about who we are and the things we offer, feel free to check out our websites at www.whitewolfapril.com or www.whitewolfenterprise.com. With no further ado, join me as we go across the veil.
Welcome. It is such a thrill to be back with you this week and sharing messages and spending some time together. I'm really excited to be here again and to be on the air and to be able to bring in messages of hope and maybe some guidance and insight and maybe a connection for the listeners from those who are across the veil. It's one of those programs that we just kind of let who wants to say something, and they come in only from the highest frequency, only that which is from the highest vibration, come in and bring in words of hope and encouragement. And it's been an interesting week. I've been helping this one young woman, and she's just been in such a place and in such a state that when she came in with her first question was that she was in a situation where the boyfriend was not being quite appropriate behavioral-wise towards her, and it just really, really saddened my heart as I was reading her email and working with it, and then began working with her in the hope and the guidance and the love that the masters and the guides and the teachers have been sharing with her and helping her to realize her true beauty, who she really is, and giving her encouragement and giving her hope to know that, you know, her life is so valuable and she is so beautiful as a human being living her life and being the person that she has come here to be. And it's just been in the support that has come through with friends and family and others that love her so. And then the reality of coming into grasp of that in our own self and in our own space. And I would encourage anybody who's out there who's listening today, after doing the work we've been doing, if you're in a situation where somebody wants to take away from you your right to be loved and your right to love, you need to really evaluate that. You really need to sit back and you need to look at the relationship and say, what is for my highest good? What is the highest vibration through this? How can I be strong? How can I do what is right for my path? And how can I see what's right for my path versus what maybe, you know, another is imposing on us or others are sharing with us, but listening to the heart, listening to the message of the heart and hearing the words of encouragement from the heart as we, you know, begin to realize. And it doesn't matter if you're 20, it doesn't matter if you're 70, we all have that right to love and to be loved and to be vital and living our lives and following the path and following the direction of our lives and moving forward with that and reaching deep inside of ourselves and really seeing the answers of who it is we are. And that's been one of the really strong, strong messages that they've been sharing with me today and this past weekend. And as we've worked and we've done some guidance and some messages and help for this young gal, as she, you know, becoming into a healthy position and being able to realize her life as a healthy position and standing strong and finding her true self. And that's so important for everybody to realize that no matter what's going on, no matter what's happening, know that there are people out there that are going to be able to support and love and encourage you, but you can also get words of encouragement and hope from the masters and from your teachers and from your guides. In that still small voice sometimes, it just is giving you that comfort that you need. Those are the type of things that I find it such a privilege to be able to help people to realize and to find and to understand. And having been through situations in my own life and gone through so many different things and learning and experiencing, it's just such a privilege and such an honor to be able to share those types of things with others as well. Well, we're on BBS Radio Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and you can check the guide for the time in your area so that you can go ahead and mark your calendars, because, you know, there's so many messages that come through, and there's so much insight that is shared that you may miss something that's for you, and then you'd have to get into an archive. And so mark your calendar so that you can grab the show, catch the show when it's on, and listen and see what messages, or give us a call, because we do take calls during the program. And if you can't get through, you can always send me an email at april@whitewolfapril.com. And last week I had a couple come in, and they were, actually I'm going to answer them today for the folks, because they came in kind of during the program and I hadn't been able to check on the other little device I have that I can check for any of the emails that may be coming in during the program. And I will be answering their questions today as well. Anyhow, if you have anything that you would like to try to find out, do email me. And even if it's something that you don't want to have covered on the radio, that's fine. We can keep it confidential and private and just between you and I. We also have the website acrosstheveil.ning.com, which is an area where you can go and ask questions, read about things that may be posted, messages that could have come in that may be for others to just kind of get a message down the road here. And that's another area you can go to check for those things, is on that acrosstheveil.ning.com. And you don't necessarily want to put www in front of it or HTTP, because it won't accept it that way. It'll tell you it's not a valid site. So just go ahead and just type that in, and you'll have access to typing in messages and maybe commenting to some messages as well, and having a great communication that way as well. Let's see. Last program I had these two emails that came in, and I'm going to go ahead and bring this one up. And this one was a message from a grandmother, and she's concerned about her grandson and the fact that he is being hospitalized, and he's kind of young. He's far away from home now. He's been suicidal, and a lot of that is from a condition that he's been diagnosed with. And she's asked me a couple questions on this, and I want to, first off, I want to let you know that your grandson is going, this is going to be a battle that he's going to be fighting for a little bit of a period of time here, not only because of the condition that you shared with me that he has, but it's also something that he is dealing with on a level of an awakening within his, I'm trying to hear the words of how they're saying it, within his spiritual psyche. I know that's really a vague term, but that's what they're giving to me, that it's something that he's working through on his level and on his reality. I believe that with the syndrome that you had shared with me, that there's some social interaction situations, and it feels like that because of there being a lack of that, that there's a good chance that with that being a lack, he spends a lot of time in his own mind, in his own head. And there really needs to be some balance and some balance energy brought to that. And I know that you're concerned with him being gone, and that he's going to be in a facility for a little while, and then if they release him, will he be able to go home again, or where will they be placing him? I do see that he needs some extra guidance. He needs some extra care. He needs some extra behavioral type of assistance. They're showing me that the love of a grandmother is so strong, and the love that you have for him is so strong, and you want to do whatever it is you can do to help. You want to be there for him. You want to encourage him. You want to be, and what they're saying is you kind of have to let him have this space of being in this special time of getting help and getting assistance from some others outside of the little nucleus that you call your family, because of the things that he's going to go through and because of some of the things going on in his own mental process. But one of the things that you can do for him, if they allow you to spend time with him, you can do it physically while you're with him, and if it's the type of thing you need to do as a grandmother's prayer, and that is balancing out the messages and the thought processes going on in the mind. And you can do that through energetically balancing and correcting that. And there's some different exercises, and I will respond to your email, and I'm going to give you some of those exercises and some of those things that you can do through your prayer time and through your meditation time for him to help balance that energy, to help bring him into some peace, into some balancing. There's also some essential oils that I will send you a list of that will help him and assist him as well. That I also have a feeling that he's highly intelligent, and in that intelligence is some of that confusion is going on in his mind as well. That it's like being, I know this is going to sound kind of silly, but being so smart that it's hard to fit inside of your body is some of what he's feeling as well. That the intelligence level that people don't realize that is there and that he's dealing with and that is a part of who he is. And he needs to be placed where he can get a little bit of that extra help. And yes, he is young enough that it's scary. It's a big world out there, and it's scary to him to be in that place. And the family needs to be there to support him and to help him and to love him and know that he's not being shoved away, but that his highest good, his highest intention, and all of that is the message that you want to share with him. It feels like that you're going to have a consolation. There's going to be a time where there's going to be conversations, and they're going to want to put him in the place that is the appropriate place, and that you're all going to have a chance to sit down and have a conversation about that. And I know that you're really wanting his highest good to come through from what you had placed in the email. And I do feel that when you sit down and have that consultation and when you have that meeting time, know that you can carry the energy of balance. You can carry the energy of healing for him. And I know that you have a dream, and I know that you have a desire to help others who suffer from situations and conditions similar to this, and that as you learn how to do this and to help others, that you can make life-changing events happen for these young folks. To hold strong to that and to hold true to that, knowing that it is a part of your calling, knowing that it is a part of who it is you are, and that as you move forward and as you gain more personal strength and some more education on ways to help with that and how to help bring in some of that insight, I'm going to also send you some of the materials that I would recommend would be good for you to do a little bit more research on for you to be able to help him as well as some others. But what I'm feeling in your question here about whether he will be coming home or if he'll be placed in a long-term facility is that you're actually going to be given the opportunity to have a meeting, to sit down and have a discussion with regards to this. You didn't tell me in the email how he had gotten to this point of needing to be placed in a situation, if it was an action, he had acted out something, or if he was verbalizing. I don't have that detail from you, but from what I'm feeling, it was a call that needed to be made, and when he was placed there, it was a placement that was done in love. It was not a placement that was done to push him away or to try to make him move away or be away. And with that, what I want to encourage you to do is to let him know that. Let him know that as the decision was made and as the situation arose the way it did, it was not because of the family wanting to push him away, but because of the love of the family and wanting what is for his highest good. The support, I'm really hearing him saying support, support, support. And what they're doing is they're showing me bricks, and that you're actually kind of laying a foundation of bricks for him, and that in that foundation is where you're going to mortar it with love. You're going to mortar it with the love of the grandmother and the love of your family energy all coming together, giving him the reassurance and the hope that he needs. But when you have this meeting, it's going to come forward. They keep saying, you're going to have a chance to have a consultation. You're going to have a chance to have a meeting. And in that, you need to really listen to the recommendations. You need to really listen to the words and the encouragement that they're going to share with you. And then you need to follow the guidance of what you feel within your heart is for his highest good and is for the direction that is the best for him to go into. And like I said, I will answer this because this email is a very delicate email, and it is about the life of a child and how we want to really help this child, and we want to be there in support and love and guidance together. So I will respond to your email later on this afternoon or early this evening and send you a little bit more insight and a little bit more of the information that they've given us that we can share with you as you're working with this child and loving him. And like I said, we'll respond to that down the road here. I had another email that I had gotten on the last program. And the gal had asked, is she's caretaking some property and she's living in a housing situation that is provided, I gather, from her work situation, from the caretaking situation. And her question is, basically, is she okay there? Is she going to be in there for a while? Yes, you're going to be there. Yes, they are going to push buttons. They're going to try to make things appear as if it's your fault because, you know, it's your job. And they're going to, even whether it's something you did or something that, for example, in here, something about an alarm having gone off or having had a problem. And even though that is something that was outside of your control, which is what they're showing me, is that it's outside of something that was even connected with you, that they're going to turn and blame that on you, even if the alarm company were to come in and say, oh, we found a short in the system, and that it actually was not, the caretaker did not do the problem or did not mess up. They're not going to acknowledge that to you. These people feel like they are quite self-centered and that they are quite, they're not at all, how do I word this? They're not at all ashamed of using another person and really kind of degrading another person. And that is something that you're going to have to come to terms with them. And as far as your job is okay. You're going to be fine there for a while. And I will send you some responses as well. I do have a caller that I'm going to take right now, and then I'll get back to this. Nathaniel, this is April. Go ahead.
Hi, I'd like to see if my father...
Hello? This is April, caller. This is April. Go ahead.
Hi, I'd like to see what my father's coming through, anything he has to say. His name's Joe.
Joe, we're looking for Joe. And he's been gone for a little while, not an overly...
15 years.
Oh, okay. It doesn't feel like it's been that long. Did he pass of a health issue? I want to make sure I have the right person. That's the only reason I'm asking.
Sure did.
Okay. I've got the right person then. You're looking for some guidance on something, are you not?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. You've been asking Dad for a little bit of help, and that's what he's kind of really showing me he's coming in forward on.
He should be coming in loud and clear, is he?
Yes, he is. Apparently that was a very strong personality trait that he had.
Yes, it is.
He was born
on your birthday. I don't know if that was anything, so.
He was born the same day I was?
Yeah, 4/14.
Wow! And you even know that. That's just surprising. The minute you said your father and you said his name, it was as if you, like, called him to attention and, like, he kind of just stood right in front of me, like, I'm here.
Bless him.
And he is saying that he is guiding you. He is saying that he is leading you into making some of these decisions. Are you working with something financial? Because he's using the money symbol, the universal symbol that they use for finances for me.
We're coming through with a big remodel on the house.
Okay.
I did some travertine tile and the whole kind of kitchen and everything.
Okay. Are you watching your money? Are you watching that finances really closely?
Yeah, I'm trying to, yes.
He's really showing me the symbol for money, and as you're speaking, he's really nodding his head and showing me the money symbol. So what I want to do is I want to say he's giving you an awareness to make sure that you're watching the finances really closely.
Oh, boy.
Was this his home?
No, I bought this home after he passed with some of the money he left me.
It's his home. That makes sense to me because it was some of his funds that helped finance it, which a lot of times they associate and say, well, you know, I helped buy that.
Well,
which it's not a negative. It's a very positive with him.
Oh, that's good.
He saw that as a blessing for you. He saw that as a strength for you. He says, that's part of why I left it, doggone it, was so that you would be able to move forward in your life. He feels like he didn't do that enough for you when he was alive, too. He's kind of saying, I wasn't there quite as much as I should have been in supporting you in some of that type of thing and giving you some guidance in that area. He could have done a better job is what he's revealing to me. Are you going to plan on selling the place after you're done with this remodel?
Yeah, I was. I was, actually.
Because he's showing me that. He's showing me that this is a way for you to... He's showing me a symbolism of, like, spinning off, that out of this you're going to be able to spin off, and it's going to become a way for you to make some money.
It's to remodel homes like this.
Yep, kind of do that. What do they call that? I can't think what it's called. Where you take them over, you fix them up, you live there for a little bit, and then you move on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they call it. No, that would be a build from the ground. I can't think what that's called. But
turn them over? Kind of turn it over, kind of thing.
And he's really showing me that that's a positive for you, and that's also something that you should consider as not just something that you're doing, but something that you look at as a business prospect.
Being a builder, kind of like that, and hiring other people to do it.
Yes.
Or, you know, kind of like an investor, buyer, builder, because I kind of have to know what everyone's doing, you know, or it'll all, you know, go to chaos.
That's where that watching the money goes. That's where that watching where the finances are going, making sure that the tile layer hasn't dipped in a little bit more than what the budget had. You know what I'm trying to say?
Well, I wasn't sure how good of job he did, and I told him, you know, he wanted to get paid, and I told him I wanted to have it inspected, you know, first before I had paid him. And he actually called the police, and the police thought I was trying to defraud him out of money. And I thought I was really, you know, surprised that, you know, he said that.
No, he's definitely showing the tile layer. And when you said tile layer, that's when his energy really came forward even more in the money symbol. So there is an issue there that you need to make sure you resolve and make sure, yeah, he did do his job properly and that the job was done up to satisfaction. He also does need to be paid for his work because, you know, that's what's called fair trade.
I just owe him $300 left, you know, so.
Yeah, and that's not that much money when it comes down to what normally, you know, you end up paying, especially a tile layer. They tend to be a little bit more expensive.
Got a pretty good deal, I guess.
Cool. Definitely what he is showing me is that you should look at this as a business prospective, something to take and turn them around. And he's showing me that what it's kind of like doing is like taking, and he's showing me this, is kind of like taking the ugly duckling and transforming it into the swan.
Oh, that's great, because it's really kind of turning around, because it was just a dreary house before, and a girl killed herself back in 1961 here.
Okay.
And that would, you know, that kind of had a lot of bad energy to it, too, and I think she killed herself because, well, it was a boyfriend issue, but I think the house didn't have any drywall in it or something then. But I replaced all the drywall and put insulation and stuff, and I saged it and stuff, so.
Very cool. A lot of times when you do a remodel like that and you do a major change like that, it actually helps release the energy and helps release, if there's any energy that's stuck, it sometimes will help release that. And, yes, doing the saging, but one of the things that I'm also hearing to share with you to do because of it having had a trauma in it such as that sometimes the signature of that can be carried over into a property. And they're showing me that having you take, like, salt or black salt, even, you can sometimes get those at, like, your little local metaphysical or even herbal stores, and just kind of sprinkle that around inside of the property and outside around the perimeter, because that'll help really release and let go of any of that vibration that may still be there. But making the remodel, you're on the right track.
Well, great. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, and your dad's with you. He is like front and center. All you have to do is call his name and he is right there with you. He's not shy.
He's not afraid of coming through to me. I don't know how to kind of contact him myself a little bit better, you know.
A lot of it is going to be, he's going to come in with those, simple ways. It's not going to be like a big flowery lecture. It's just going to be a little simple information. It's going to be a little simple thought, or you're going to come across a piece of paper that might have just like, you know, some of the headlines of the newspaper may say something, and you're like, oh, okay, Dad, I get it. That way, he's going to communicate with you.
Well, great, April. Well, thanks a lot.
Thanks for calling. You have a wonderful rest of the day.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. That is so neat when the person we're connecting with is really there for their family member and is really there and comes forward so quickly. I love that when that happens. I do want to go back to this gal's question dealing with her employment. The people that are employing with you are very much, like I said, they are very self-centered. They are going to use whoever they put in there, whether it's you or the next person. That is something that has been a pattern with them, and more than likely if you checked with other people who have been involved with them. And like I said, on the alarm situation, it feels like there's actually been a problem with the alarm, and it was absolutely nothing that you had any control over, but they're not going to acknowledge that to you, and they're not even going to let you know that fact. They want you to run on a level of, they like to intimidate. That's the word I'm trying to find. They like to intimidate, and they want to hold you in a place of intimidation. You're going to be there for a while longer. I know that you would probably like to be able to move out of that negative attitude and out of that negative stuff that's going on because of the way they treat you and they treat the situation and the living situation. You're not quite ready to push past that. And you had commented in here you have more of a difficult time with the husband in this situation. So does his wife. He tends to have that personality and that characteristic that he carries around himself. And unfortunately, you're in that place where he is your employer, but you also have the right to build those barriers around yourself that say, I'm taking care of myself. I'm doing what is right. I'm doing what you've asked me to do. I'm providing for you what you've asked me to provide for, and I've done what I know to do. And, I know that I'm not going to get the honor and the respect out of it that is rightfully mine, but I do expect to be treated properly. And you have a right to stand on that, and you have a right to feel that, but you don't want to push the button to the point where he would react in a very strong negative vibration and say, well, then you can just go somewhere else until you are ready to make that move. They're saying, when you're ready to move and when you're ready to go into a different place of employment and into a different job situation, that they are They are actually going to make that move for you. They're going to help you make that move to the point where you're not even going to have to think about it. It's when you're ready to release yourself from that employment and move into employment somewhere else. I know housing is a situation as well for you. And as soon as you have all of those things in your mind and in your intentions lined up and set and ready to go, then you're going to be able to move forward, and then you're going to be able to find the right position for you to move to. But you have to get yourself to the point where you're going to know where you can go to, and you've released yourself from this other obligation on an etherical, on a spiritual, if you will, level. I'm seeing an example of, I had a gal who came in that they were trying to sell her home, and it wasn't selling, and it wasn't selling, and it wasn't selling. So they had asked me to tell her to do an exercise of doing certain things and releasing her ownership of that home. She did that, and within 2 hours of doing the releasement of that energy, she was able to sell her home. So realize that when you let go of the energy of this job, it's going to be gone. It will be done. So make sure that you have the alignment set up of where you can go to and the other employment that you're going to go to. Or look at the employment situation where you're at and figure out how you can release the negative energy and draw in the positive energy, so that as you're working there and as you're employed there and as your housing is taken care of there, that you're actually working in a higher vibration, which when you're working in a higher vibration, there's no room for that negativity to flow in, none of that stuff that can be giving you some problems as far as that goes. I'm just kind of reading through this once more to make sure that we didn't miss anything. As far as what you're doing with your job, there is nobody out there that'll ever do the job proper for him, because this gentleman is one of those people who feels like, if the job needs done, I should just do it myself because nobody can do it right anyhow. Just bring in, operate at the highest vibration, holding your integrity true, holding yourself true, and know that you're okay there right now, and you can put the energy into that, and or you can put the energy into, you know, creating a more positive vibration there and creating it as a more positive place to work, or you can put the energy into finding something different, and then disconnect from the ownership of that other job that you're at with them and the housing that you have there. I believe they have pretty much covered a lot of this already. It's cute you had put in here that you feel like you're doing a much better job in the things in your own life because of the help and the situations that have been coming in. And you know what? It's that case of making and connecting and realizing our rights and realizing who we are, where we're at, the important things in our lives, that type of thing that can help us to heal, can help us to be stronger, can help us to be more vibrant, and doing the work that we came to do and processing our lives. And I'm so happy, and I'm very proud of you. I want to say you're doing a marvelous job, and you're coming into your own personal power and realizing who it is and where you're at in this life and in your space as well. So I think we got those two that I couldn't get to last program. We got those covered today, and I have a message that's been coming in about a woman who, her husband, at first it just came, oh, I got another caller. Let me do that before I go this route. Carol, this is April. Go ahead.
Hi, April. I feel like I've hit a brick wall. And
uh-oh.
I was wondering if there's anybody, yeah, it's just in my entire life. And I was wondering if there's anybody out there that could, you know, if you can hear from any of, maybe somebody that has already passed away that gives me direction, or, you know, how would I know they're giving me direction?
Okay.
Does that help?
Okay. First off, we've got something going on with the relationship that I'm feeling.
Yeah.
And what they're showing me is that you need to stand within your own integrity within that relationship. You already know the answer to what needs to be done in that relationship. You just want somebody to come in and kind of wave the magic wand and make it all happen. And they're saying that's not going to be how it is, that you need to know the truth and you need to move forward with the truth that you know.
Okay.
Does that help? Or shall I ask him for more input into that?
I need to get some more information. Because, I mean, there's more than just that. That's why I'm telling you.
That's why they're focusing on that right now. It's like this is pivotable. This is something that is foremost within it. And then there's something to do with your employment situation as well, that you're looking for employment, correct?
Yep.
Okay.
But I'm not sure what to do.
Yeah, where to move that, what direction to go to try to find that. Is your significant other a musician?
No.
Why am I hearing music?
I don't know.
Okay. I'm hearing music as though somebody is a musician. Is there, okay, I don't want to sound like I'm asking you a whole lot of questions.
Oh, I know, and I know.
I'm just really feeling there's something connected with this musician, with this music that I'm hearing. And I don't know. And I don't feel like it's something to do with, like, you need to go be a musician or you need to go to this or that. It feels like there's some kind of interference or some kind of interaction of what's going on within your space, and it's connected to this music that I'm hearing. Like you said, you feel like you've hit the brick wall. It feels like the brick wall was intentionally set in place. It doesn't feel like you were just kind of going la-di-da-di-da-di-da-di down through life, and then all of a sudden the bricks have just been starting to add up. It feels like you have literally, somebody just dropped this wall right in front of you.
Well, I've had numerous things happen in my life in a short period of time that have thrown me completely off base.
Okay.
I mean, it has put me into a tailspin, and I'm, you know, it has to do with many things. Many things have transpired that are catastrophes,
you know,
in a short period of time, and that's why I'm where I'm at. And I'm trying to figure out how to get out of it, and I don't even know where to go for the answers. I've been meditating. I've been trying to do different things. I don't know which direction to even go in.
I'm just, for some reason, they are just really putting this music in front of me. So what I'm going to do so that they'll release me so that I can figure out a little bit more for you is I'm going to say, put a thought or put a record of this somewhere in the back of your mind that there is something connected with music or musicians that could have created some of this. Like I said, they're literally showing me a brick wall being dropped in front of you. They're not showing me, like I said, the brick and the mortar thing, building it as time goes. It's just, they're showing me it just whoom, right down in front of you. So
well,
you're going to want to...
I'm sorry. Well, everything just came to a sudden, abrupt. You're correct as far as everything fell all at once. It was just... Like I said, one catastrophe after another.
Right.
And that makes it difficult because, you know.
What we need to do is we need to acknowledge that so that they can let me go forward and see what else they want to show us. And what I'm looking for is not so much what the problem is, but how can we get you a solution, or what are your guides trying to give you as a solution to this? Because you need to be able to go forward. You need to be able to be at peace. That's what you're looking for, and that's what, okay, so I'm on the right wavelength with you. But I had to get that other out there. There's something there that's real, they're telling me it again. It's really important that you become aware of this. And that you, I'm actually seeing you taking out climbing equipment and kind of like throwing it up over the top of this wall and just starting to do the climbing up over this wall. And they're saying that you have the ability, you have the equipment and you have what is needed to do that. That it's not something that, I don't know how to word this. It's not, you have it. You have the ability to be on the other side of this situation. Your own mind and your own thoughts are holding you back from being able to get up over this wall.
Well,
have you been saying a lot of time, I just don't know how I'm going to do this, I just don't know how we're going to do this, I just don't know how this is going to happen? Have you been saying those kind of things a lot?
No, actually, I've been saying, okay, you need to slow down your thought processes.
Good.
You need to calm yourself down. You've got to get to a place of calmness. You need to get the eye out of the situation and look at the situation for what it is and, you know, go forward. But at the same time, I'm so, okay, you know.
Okay, so you still have...
I'm trying to put a step in... I'm trying to walk one foot in front of the other, but I'm not sure what direction I'm even supposed to be going in here.
Okay.
I know it sounds stupid.
No, it's not at all stupid because you're, you know, it's your life, and how can you say that about your life? That's never the case. They're saying that yes, you're putting the right words together, but you're also putting a but in there. So you need to get rid of the but and say,
okay,
you know, this is fine. Everything is in order and everything is happening how it needs to happen. And I am being shown and I am being guided and directed into the right directions. And as you do that within your own space, it's going to help you see these tools that you have. They're showing me you actually have within you, etherically around your body, a duffel bag, and inside this duffel bag is all the answers. It's just the symbolism they're giving me, that you can just zip it open and your answers are all right there. There's something about moving forward within your own spiritual gifts. I don't know if we've ever talked about that or not. I believe, have you called before? Your voice sounds familiar.
I called it's been a while ago.
Yeah.
You know.
And there's
my trauma started in May, okay? And so, you know, it's been a while, and I'm still trying, and that sounds like a long time ago, but it actually, it's not that long ago.
Right,
this
but, you know, a week can seem long, depending on what we're going through and how we're
exactly
dealing with it. They're saying you have all the tools, and they're saying something about you needing to connect with some of your own personal gifts so that you can start working on these answers. They're showing me you in a business office as well. Do you own your own business?
No.
Okay. They're showing me
I'm
in
a nurse.
Business.
I mean,
you're
I'm
what?
A nurse. That's what I do. I'm a nurse.
Okay. They're showing me you in a business type office. It could be, I don't know if in your area if they have, you know, that type of situation where nursing can be like a pool type of thing where you connect with different nursing. To be honest, I see you in a business office. I can't tell you why I see you there. I just see you in a business office. I do not see you in what I would expect to see a nurse wearing. I don't see you in scrubs. I don't see you in that position. I see you in a business office.
That's amazing. Okay.
Why is that amazing?
Well, because I think that's amazing. I mean, a nurse is what I went after, and that's what I do. And I don't know if I should be doing something else. That's why. I'm
okay.
At a point in my life, should I be doing something else? Should I, you know, what am I doing with my life here? What is going on?
Right.
I'm telling you, I'm thinking plenty of things, and I don't know which direction to go in.
I can feel that energy. I can totally feel that energy around you, and that's a little bit why it's a little bit difficult for me to pick up on what's going on, because I'll tap in on one thing, and then the energy around you will actually change as I'm tapping into and picking up information to share with you. But I see you in a situation in a business office. Could it be a spin-off of something that has to do with the nursing end of things? Yes. But do I see you in scrubs and actually on, like, you know, being an ER nurse or being a floor nurse or being a doctor's office nurse? I'm not seeing you in that position. I'm seeing you move beyond that because of the gifts that you have to share are more, how do I word it? Your gifts need to be able to be developed, and being in nursing, which is a fabulous place to be because of the caregiving and the working with others and helping them to get better and that type of thing. But it feels like you need to use that skill in other manners, and I'm seeing you in a setting that looks very much like an office building.
Okay. All right.
But I would look at it as, you know, you've done the training for the nursing. Where can I take the nursing to a new level? There we go. Where can I do, where can, thank you. It took me a little bit to get to it. Where can I go with this nursing to take it to the next level, to take it to a higher calling within my life?
Or do I need to get more education some other direction?
Do you work much with nutrition? Because I'm seeing you working in a nutritional situation as well. Almost doing like private consultation with people to help their health and their well-being through nutrition.
No, I've never done that.
That may be a new way of, new process with education, because if they're putting education in your mind, that may be part of what they're wanting to add for you, and one of the things they're wanting to encourage you to pick up is adding in some of that, as well as, you know, working with the hands-on type of thing with nursing, but also having more of an awareness with like the nutrition and the new knowing how to go in as a nutritionist, for example, helping, say you go in and you get your training on the nutrition, and all of a sudden you want to specialize in how do I help somebody who's diabetic.
Right.
And then all of a sudden you can move into a professional situation where you go in as a nurse nutritionist who can go into like an office and help a clinic where diabetics would come in and needing guidance and help on how to put that nutrition together. I'm really seeing something along that lines, because it looks more like a professional office and more professional clothing than it does showing up in scrubs.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well,
I'm sorry I'm not getting more information, and I'll tell you what, if you send me an email, or if you connect on the Across the Veil .ning.com site and email me, as I get things, I will be more than happy to share a little bit more insight with you as we connect on a more one-to-one type of situation. Because right now the energy around you is as swirly and as confused as you sound. The energy around. And it's very hard to tap into that, and I don't mean that as a negative statement at all, because you're searching for answers. You're looking for answers, and when we're looking, we have to turn every stone over. We have to look at every little possibility and every little nuance, and that's what you're doing. So that's not a negative thing at all.
Now, when I'm meditating, because I figure something's going to break through here.
It is. You're in about 3 months. You're going to look back over your shoulder and go, "What a ride!" But
I'll tell you what a ride, because this has been going on since May. So
you've got about 3 more months to go into it before you're going to be able to do that. Oh man, we finally made it through that one. I finally got over that brick wall that was thrown in front of me.
And why does brick walls get thrown in front of you?
You know, I don't know, and that's why I was trying to really figure out why I was hearing the music, and then I saw that brick wall just like, phew, right in front of you. And I thought, what in the world, and why would that be there? And sometimes it's things we do on our own, and then sometimes it's people that we've come across with in our lives, and sometimes it can come through relationships, and there's so many variables that it's really hard to pinpoint it down and say, well, it's because you connected with this gentleman and he brought in this. I'm not seeing that as an answer to say to you.
No.
I think some of it is you've drawn into your own space because of, and I don't mean this the way it's going to sound, because of the comfort of being in drama. Have you tended to live a little bit of a life that things were more on edge quite a bit?
Well, I suppose, yeah. I did for a while there, and, you know, then somebody passed away, and that's, yeah.
So that's kind of part of it, too, is as you're getting, and through meditation, you're really going to get to the point where you can enter into that calm, and you can put that comfort zone behind you and not have to have that comfort zone around you. And sometimes that's what 'll spin out some of the things that we feel and some of the things that happen.
Okay. It's just difficult when you're the one going through it, I guess.
It's so hard, and I so am in that. I so understand exactly where you're from and coming from, And I wish I could get a little bit of a clearer, picture of what they want to show me to give to you. I'm just, the only thing I can say is, yes, they're telling you about the education, because if they're putting it in your mind, yes, that's something you want to look into. Then the window of what is the education that they may be leading you to, immediately they threw in front of me nutrition. And then the professional office, the professional setting. So those would be possibilities that I would investigate and look down the avenues of and say, okay, how could this, you know, transpire? How could this happen? You know, guide me and direct me if this is the way I'm supposed to go. If not, let's move it over to another situation and show me.
Well, how am I going to know if they're telling me?
You'll know. It's one of those things. You know this. You know that before you even asked me that question. You know within yourself immediately when something's right.
Okay.
You have an excellent ability to do that. But you second guess yourself because you overthink it. You tend to spend a little bit of time in your head. And that's kind of that thing I was saying, that comfort zone place you get, because you really have to work it over before you're ready to just move forward.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying, as you get more comfortable and more confident, you're going to feel better.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, sorry we couldn't have gotten you a little bit better answer, but you have a great night.
You too, honey. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Sometimes it is a little bit of a challenge to pick up when people are in such a state and in such a place of just everything, you know, going on and things that are happening and things that are going on around us can sometimes get in the way of our own ability to think and to look at things clearly. And the best thing she's doing, and she's on the right path of this, is going into meditation. Going into that quiet time, going into that, what is it I need to do? And then really listening to that inner part of ourselves and trusting it, and trusting what it is that they are wanting us to know, what it is that they are trying to guide us to do. I see that we're getting close to the top of the hour here, and we've got just a few minutes, so I really quick want to share this message that they've been giving me. They keep showing me these horses, so that's why I really want to share this message before it's time to wrap up here. That there's a husband's been coming through strong, and the wife has inherited the farm, and the kids are there. He wants me to tell you to please tell your children that he loves them very much, and that please don't ever forget who he was. Do your best to try to help them, stay connected with them, but also that he wants you to be aware that he is sending someone there to help you tend to the farm. And as this person arrives, what you need to do is you'll know within yourself, because there will be a sign or a symbol or symptom, a symbol of some sort that is something you're going to know it's from him. When this person comes up, all you'll need to do is offer them room and board, and they're going to help you with the horses. The horses have become an overwhelm for you, but that's your business. And he is telling me to tell you that he is sending someone, and that room and board, and he's going to help you with the horses. And he's saying also that, so that you know that this is him who's coming through for you, that this is a message for you, is that he's saying something about the fragrance of the shampoo that you use to wash your hair. That there was a significance to that, kind of like he may have just really loved the fragrance of your shampoo, or there was something, there's a joke inside of this, I believe, that he's wanting me to bring forward for you. Well, like I said, we're at the top of the hour. This time just goes so fast, and I wish we had more time that we could share and bring messages. Feel free to send me an email. April@whitewolfapril.com or acrosstheveil.ning.com, and I'll be happy to share with you, and I'll be happy to answer any of your questions that I can, and maybe make a connection for you if possible. And check us out again, and we'll be back on again on either Monday, Wednesdays, or Fridays, and check the local listening areas. But until that time, I want to thank you so much for allowing me to come in and connect and visit with your loved ones and help bring messages to you of love, guidance, and hope. And until we're together again, may your life be blessed with love, light, and healing.